School News Roll Call from Monrovia Unified School District features an article by Dr. Catherine Thorossian, Superintendent, as follows. At Monrovia Unified School District, we pride ourselves in providing a wealth of enrichment opportunities that prepare and equip our students to pursue the next phase in their educational careers. Our students have been busy excelling this year in programs such as dual language immersion, robotics, coding, the arts, and athletics. Our Spanish dual language immersion program, which is now offered at two elementary schools, is showing promising success. Our TKK students are picking up on the curriculum, and we continue to be impressed by their drive and excitement, as well as our wonderful staff and faculty who lead their learning. Over the last few months, our elementary students have learned new coding components to incorporate into video games they are building. They also have learned the importance of kindness and being part of a bully-free campus. On September 20, our students at Monroe Elementary participated in a march to express their opposition of bullying. Students pledged to be bully-free and to continue the school's dynamic of kindness and positive peer relationships. At Monrovia High School, the Workability and Transition Partnership programs have given our students with disabilities a wonderful opportunity. Students are now taking part in the Monrovia High Roasters program, which allows them to learn the responsibility of being employed while selling hot beverages to our wonderful faculty and staff. I would like to thank our community partners for their continued support of our district and our students. These partnerships are invaluable to our students as they provide emotional support, the arts, and literacy across our district. Monrovia Unified has had a productive start to the school year, and I look forward to sharing about our students' continued success and academic achievements this year. Our Board of Education, Ed Gilliland, Board President, Rob Hammond, Board Vice President, Brian Wong, Board Clerk, Maritza Travanti, and Celine Lockerbie, Board Members. This concludes the article. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read the issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district and on your school campus.